Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have His Grace Gopal Hari Prabhuji here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by discussing the glories of Lord Nityananda. But before we dive into this nectarine class, I will request Raj Prabhuji to share a brief introduction about His Grace Gopal Hari Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, over to you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanva Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanva Pranam to you too. Here's a brief introduction for Prabhuji. He has done so many things. I was reading his introduction. I'm like, wow. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji. Krishna consciousness is so encompassing that it has devotees from all walks of life. Devotees follow the Rupa Goswami principle of Yukta Vairagya. They have the art of dovetailing their skills for Krishna consciousness. This is exactly what our speaker for today has been doing and continues to do. He connects his knowledge on Eastern religious philosophies to Krishna consciousness and is able to prove how our Vedic philosophy is one of the richest, most practical way of going back to Godhead. His Grace Gopal Haridas, Dr. Gopal Gupta, is an associate professor at the University of Evansville, where he teaches courses that explore the world's living religions, Eastern religious philosophies, and the intersection between religion and science. His book, Human Suffering and Divine Play, Maya in the Bhagavad Puran, is forthcoming from Oxford University Press. He also serves as editor for the Journal of Hindu Christian Studies, JHCS. Gopal Hari Prabhu completed his doctorate of philosophy in Hindu studies and master of studies in science and religion from University of Oxford, UK. Gopal Hari Prabhu is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Gopal Hari Prabhu is the son of Her Grace Arudha Mataji. He and his family live near Indianapolis, where they have played a pivotal role in opening of ISKCON temple. He serves as member of Shastric Advisory Council and the president of the ISKCON community in Indianapolis. This is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji. On to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dharmat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Lord Nityananda. So without further ado, I would like to request you to please take over from here. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, please accept my obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, all the devotees on this call. Thank you, Raj Prabhu, for the introduction. I just wanted to mention that a few things have recently changed in my life. I'm now living in Naperville, Illinois. I'm a professor at Aurora University. So I've moved from University of Evansville to Aurora near the Naperville Temple, where we serve at the Naperville Temple. So I just mentioned this because there's a few devotees from Naperville on the call as well. And here in Naperville, we're celebrating Nityananda Trayodashi this evening with the devotees. It's very nice to be here with all of you. It's my good fortune on this morning, on this very auspicious day, I think the most auspicious day in our year, the appearance day of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And thank you for your very generous introduction. I'm just a new devotee aspiring to Krishna consciousness. And I'd like to request the blessings of the devotees on the call so we can try to say something about the magnanimous glories of Lord Nityananda, which is not easy to say. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, actually in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that even millions of mouths and millions of ears cannot quantify or cannot describe the glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So we are but just trying to scratch the surface. So I thought I will start with one bhajan, which is very, very apt for today's occasion. And that is Nitai Pada Kamala. Srila Prabhupada sang this very often. And this can also serve as the starting point of our discussion today on the glories of Lord Nityananda. So I'll just sing it. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala Jechaya Jagata Jura Heno Nittai Vinebhai Dadha Krishna Paite Nai Dhrida Kori Haro Nittai Pai Trida Kori Dharo Nitai Pai Se Sambandha Nahi Ja Vridha Janma Gilota Sei Pashu Boro Duracha Nitai Na Bolilo Mukhe Majilo Sangsara Sukhe Vidya Kule Kikori Beta Ahankari Matta Hoya Nitai Pada Pashariya Ahankari Matta Hoya Nitai Pada Pashariya Asatiri Satya Korimani Asatiri Satya Korimani Nitayir Karun Habe Braji Radha Krishna Pabe Bharo Nitai Charana Dukhani Bharo Nitai Charana Dukhani Nitayir Charan Satya Tahara Sivakta Nitya Nitai Pada Sada Kuruyash Nitai Pada Sada Kuruvan Narottama Bada Dukhi Nitai More Koro Sukhi Narottama Bada Dukhi Nitai More Koro Sukhi Rakho Ranga Charanira Pasha Rakho Ranga Charanirapa Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Nityanandaram 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 Jaya Nityanandaram Jaya Nityanandaram 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 Jaya Nityanandaram Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada.
I'll read the translation. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda. He has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be true. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So here in this beautiful song, Nitai Pada Kamala, Narottam Das Thakur is saying how we can achieve the mercy, we can achieve the shelter of Radha and Krishna only through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And we are part of the Krishna consciousness movement. So all of us are trying to achieve the mercy of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radhanani. So Lord Nityananda, he is the gateway. He is the path to Radha and Krishna. And we can add even one more step in between, that to get the mercy of Radha and Krishna, one must get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. This is why we always chant the Pancha Tattva Mantra before we chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, as we do every single day. So we need Lord Chaitanya's mercy to understand anything about Radha and Krishna. But to understand Lord Chaitanya, to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we need to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And therefore, Lord Nityananda is most important for us. Therefore, his mercy is of utmost importance, because even to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And we see this in so many pastimes of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, that especially those who are especially unqualified, like Jaga and Madhai, they only receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. But the interesting part is that even those who are very qualified, who are great devotees of the Lord, even they only get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So it's well known that Lord Nityananda delivered Jaga and Madhai, and he delivers the most fallen. So most of us feel that we're in the category of the most fallen. So obviously, especially for us, most importantly for us, Lord Nityananda's mercy is most important. But even if we are very qualified, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So however we feel, qualified or unqualified, advanced or not advanced, we will need the mercy of Lord Nityananda to make any progress in spiritual life. Lord Nityananda,
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, seems like the screen is frozen.
Yeah, on that's what I was seeing.
I was thinking it's only me, maybe.
Yeah, even I was thinking it.
Prabhuji has a bad connection.
Hare Krishna. I'm sorry. Somehow the computer crashed. I think maybe the computer itself got so inspired by Lord Nityananda's mercy, it decided to shut down.
We went into ecstasy, Prabhuji.
I was not as fortunate as the computer. That's the only problem. Yes. Okay, let me just, I have to open this. Okay, so I was mentioning how we see in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes how even the most exalted of devotees took shelter of Lord Nityananda. And the most wonderful example of this is none other than Raghunath Das Goswami. So today I wanted to describe the glories of Lord Nityananda by looking at the exchange between Raghunath Das Goswami and Nityananda Prabhu, and how this song of Nitai Pada Kamala, this song of Narottam Das Thakur, it's being revealed through the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. How Raghunath Das Goswami could only achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by receiving the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He had such an ardent desire, such a yearning to achieve the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. But he could do so, and he does so, only after receiving Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So as you may know, just very quickly here, Raghunath Das Goswami, he appeared in a small village of Sri Krishnapura in West Bengal and belonged to a fabulously rich family of landlords. His family were millionaires in those days. Hussein Shah, the emperor of Bengal, leased the entire Saptagram district to Raghunath Das's father and brother for an annual rent of 12 lakh rupees. So his father and brother were actually the owners of an entire town, an entire district. And they had leased the whole town. I mean, they were taking care of the whole town for 12 lakh rupees. His father and uncle, Govardhan and Hiranya, collected 2 million coins, of which they gave 1.2 million as tax to the government. So their annual salary was over 800,000 gold coins. So one may think, oh, it's $800,000 a year. We may put it in our dollars. Well, it's a lot, but it's not so much. No, at that time, with one coin, one could purchase 600 kgs of rice. Srila Prabhupada writes this. 600 kgs, so that's 1,200 pounds of rice one could purchase with one coin. So it's very different from today's $1. Today, with $1, how much rice can we buy? Maybe one cup, you know, one little cup of rice. At that time, with one coin, one could purchase 600 kgs of rice times 800,000 coins. His opulence was like that of Indra, and his wife was as beautiful as Indra's wife, Shachi. So this is who Raghunath Das Goswami was. This is his glories about, he was not just a beggar. He was a very aristocratic, very wealthy person. Yet, he was yearning for the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur. And after meeting him, he immediately wanted to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow him to join. He told him to go back home. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, instead of becoming a so-called renunciate, Raghunath Das, following the instructions of the Lord, returned home and played exactly like a pounds and shilling man. Raghunath Das was inwardly completely renounced, even in family life, but he did not express his renunciation externally. Instead, he acted just like an ordinary businessman. Seeing this, his father and mother were satisfied. So Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of his parents. And with such a big business, you can imagine, they're so wealthy. He had such a big responsibility in his hands. He had so much, you know, to carry on, so to say. So he returns home and runs the business very expertly. But internally, he's completely renounced. And and very eager still to leave everything and serve Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs him with this very famous verse. If a woman is attached to a man other than her husband, she will appear very busy in carrying out her household affairs. But within her heart, she is always relishing feelings of association with her paramour. So in the material world, this is abominable. But this example is being given in the spiritual context. That if our true love is Krishna, then just like a woman who has a paramour, the devotee within their heart is always thinking of Krishna. Inwardly, they're completely detached from their material situation. But externally, they're performing their material duties even better, even more expertly than a materialistic person. But within, always keeping that one aim in their heart to go to Krishna, to realize Krishna, to serve Krishna. So in the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells them, you go back home. And when Krishna's mercy comes upon you, then you will be able to leave and attain my association. But until then, you serve in separation. Externally, you perform your material duties, but internally, you focus your heart and intention upon me. And we actually see this in the lives of many great devotees, that Krishna does this to so many devotees to increase their hankering for Krishna, like he did in the case of Narad Muni. Right? Narad Muni had already seen the Lord. So in some ways, he was fully purified. By seeing the Lord, all of our material contamination vanishes. But the Lord hides himself from Narad Muni. Why? Just to increase his longing. Not to purify him, he's already purified, but to increase his intensity of love of God, his longing for Krishna. He hides himself for some time so that Narad Muni can further develop his devotion, and when he is ready, attain the shelter of the Lord. But Raghunath Das Goswami's attraction and spontaneous devotion for the Lord is so strong that although he tries to fulfill the Lord's instruction to stay home and be a very nice worldly man, he cannot, and he keeps running away from home in hopes of attaining Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das Goswami was always trying to run away from home, but his father would always drag him back. 10 men accompanied Raghunath Das Goswami wherever he went. So his father, being very attached to Raghunath Das Goswami, and also being a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, but wanting his son to stay with him and not become a mendicant and serve Lord Chaitanya full time, he kept 10 bodyguards with Raghunath Das Goswami continuously, 24 hours a day, so that he could not run away from home. Imagine, he was so determined. He kept 10 bodyguards, yet Raghunath Das Goswami still would run away from home. Try to, and they would bring him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away from home, and his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father as follows. So this became a daily affair. Just like the gopis of Vrindavan would run away from their homes to attain Krishna, Raghunath Das Goswami would try and run every night away from home to the forest to go to Lord Chaitanya, who was very far away. It was many days and many weeks it would take him to reach, but just escape. He would try to escape. But he did not have the mercy of the Lord, so to say. He didn't have the mercy to reach the Lord, and every single time he would be dragged back. So one time Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father. Putra batula haila iha rakhana badi bandiya tara pita kahe tare nirvena haiya. Our son has become mad, she said. Just keep him by binding him with ropes. His father, being very unhappy
replied to her as follows. Indra sama aishvarya shri apsara sama ei sabha vandita nari likha yan ramana. Raghunath Das, our son, has opulences like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. Right? So he's saying that our son, he has the opulences like the king of heaven. His wife is as beautiful as an angel. Yet this could not tie him. So he's saying, how then could we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible, even for one's father, to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. So he tells her something very logical. He says that all this wealth, his beautiful wife, they cannot tie him home. So what do you think this thin rope can do? Do you think a thin rope can stop him from attaining or going to Lord Chaitanya? Even one's father cannot change the destiny of his child. Chaitanya Chandrera Kripa Hanai Chain Hare Chaitanya Chandrera Vatula Kera Kile Pare. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra. So then, one time, Raghunath Das Goswami heard. So every single time Raghunath Das Goswami would go, the bodyguards would bring him back. His father would still not let him go. He was forbidding him from going. But one time, Lord Nityananda and his party came very close to where Raghunath Das Goswami was staying, to their home. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, he goes to his father and puts a proposal to him. He says, please, let me just go and meet Nityananda Prabhu. I won't meet Lord Chaitanya. I know you're afraid that if I meet him, I'll never come back. Or you don't want me to go there all the way to Puri, to Jagannath Puri. But Nityananda Prabhu is just close by. And please, let me go and meet him. So this happens very often. Even we can think of our own spiritual life. When we are unable to take a spiritual step, when we are unable to surrender to the Lord, the spiritual master comes to us. Prabhupada in one place says this, that when we are ready, the spiritual master will come knocking on our door. We have to be ready. We have to be begging the Lord for the shelter of a spiritual master. As soon as we are sincere and we are begging and we are ready, Krishna will reveal our spiritual master, or the spiritual master will reveal themselves to us. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, being the original spiritual master and knowing Raghunath Das Goswami's anguish, he came to a town very close to where Raghunath Das Goswami was staying. So Raghunath Das appeals to his father that, please, you must let me go now and just meet him. Just for a day or two, let me go. And his father agrees. Why? Because as you can see, he's softening. He gradually, you know, he's also realizing that, well, this is the son that I have. He's a madman. He's crazy after Lord Chaitanya. So he agrees, but he says that you can go with the 10 bodyguards. So you can go and meet Nityananda Prabhu, but you must come back. And he sends him with many servants, with a lot of wealth, because his father was also a devotee of the Lord, but he was not an unalloyed devotee. Govardhan and Hiranya were also, they would arrange for all of Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya's festivals. They would fund it. But they were a little materialistic devotees. They were still attached to their family, to their society, and to keeping their son home, and they were stopping their son from becoming a full-time devotee, right? They wanted him to be a congregational devotee. So they would stop him, but they also knew about the mercy of the Lord and respected that. So they sent a lot of wealth and servants and every type of facility with Raghunath Das Goswami, so as to be of service to Lord Nityananda as well. So then Raghunath Das Goswami meets with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And this meeting is very, very key. And it's very telling for our spiritual lives as well, very instructive for our spiritual lives. For those of us on the path of devotion, this is a very, very auspicious, very important pastime. So Raghunath Das Goswami, feeling very humble and being very humble himself and meek, when he comes to Lord Nityananda Prabhu's assembly, he stands very far away and offers his obeisances from very far away in great humility. He never felt qualified to come before Nityananda Prabhu or Lord Chaitanya. So he wanted their association, but he never approached them directly. This is something that is very wonderful about Lord Nityananda, about Raghunath Das Goswami. We always want to see the Lord directly. We feel that we should be a direct servant of our spiritual master. But his mood was one of servant of the servant. He never felt that he was qualified to meet them directly. So he stood far away. And from far away, Lord Nityananda sees that Raghunath Das Goswami is there. He becomes very enlivened to see him. And then he tells Nityananda, he's looking at his lotus feet from far away. And Nityananda Prabhu tells his associate, "You bring this Raghunath to me. He is a great thief." When he speaks to Raghunath Das Goswami, he first chastises him, something that the spiritual master always does. "You are just like a thief. I shall punish you." "Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice." So he says, "You are a thief." Why? Because you are collecting money. You are a wealthy man, but you have not engaged it in the service of the Lord. And therefore you are a thief. "Therefore now make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chipped rice." Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables. Thus showing Nityananda Prabhu and Raghunath Das Goswami were both showing what a householder should do to please Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The householder should take his means and engage it in the service of the Lord, to organize great festivals, to feed all the devotees and non-devotees the Krishna prasadam of the Lord. In this way, they are very much pleased. So Raghunath Das Goswami arranges everything, and the feast that he arranges, it says that there was never a feast like this. There are buckets of bananas, mangoes, honey, chipped rice, milk, all types of chipped rice preparations. It was flowing with the most, this was like nectar. This was not just chipped rice and water. This was like the most beautiful nectar. And all the devotees of the Lord, millions of devotees, sat down and they enjoyed this festival, the chipped rice festival. This has become actually now very, very famous. This is a very amazing festival that takes place every year. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda organized this festival. He had Raghunath Das Goswami organize it. He had Raghunath Das Goswami feed all these devotees. And he did so with utmost pleasure. And Raghunath Das Goswami did this with such devotion that, unknown to most people, even Lord Chaitanya appeared on the scene. Although Lord Chaitanya was not there, he made his appearance. And Lord Nityananda, as you see here, and Lord Chaitanya were feeding each other this food that Raghunath Das Goswami had arranged. Lord Chaitanya walked through the lines and took big palmfuls of this chip rice and would feed the devotees. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu was doing the same.
And everyone was swooning in an ecstasy of love of God. Just seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's pastimes, those who were fortunate enough to see Lord Chaitanya, but others just in the ecstasy of the festival. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says in the song Shuddha Bhakata, he says how festivals are the mother of devotion. Through these festivals, we get great realizations. We get the bhakti of the Lord. We get the mercy of the Lord. And this festival just enlivened the hearts of all the devotees. Here's yet another painting. So many paintings of this festival are there. We see everyone was chanting, dancing, eating prasad. Everyone got these whole potfuls of chip rice and yogurt. So it just wasn't like a little bowl. They're getting, potfuls of it, and they're being distributed to everyone. So nothing like this had ever happened. But it happened by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So after this festival finishes, then Raghunath Das Goswami again goes to Lord Nityananda. We see here again, Lord Nityananda is his shelter. He goes again and still feeling the same way. Now after doing this festival, he's not feeling, now I'm a great devotee because Lord Chaitanya came. He could see that Lord Chaitanya came. He could ascertain his presence very clearly. But still, he never feels that, now I'm an advanced devotee, or now I'm a devotee who can directly approach Lord Chaitanya. No, Raghunath Das Goswami went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. What does he say? He tells Raghava Pandit, please give this prayer to Lord Nityananda. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the mood of a devotee. A devotee always feels to be the lowest of men, the most sinful and condemned. Every time I try to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. So I try to go away, but my father and mother don't let me go and they keep me bound.
Vamanahayayina Chandadhari bare chaya anekayatna kainu tate khabu siddhanaya.
Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many times, but I have never been successful.
Tumara kripa vina keha chaitanya na paya. Tumi kripa kaila tanre adha meha paya.
So it is this verse for which we are actually remembering Raghunath Das Goswami's pastimes. He then says to Nityananda Prabhu, he says, no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his lotus feet. I'll read this verse one more time. And this verse applies to Lord Nityananda, and it also applies to the representation of Lord Nityananda, who is the spiritual master. It also applies to Srila Prabhupada, who is the mercy personification of Nityananda Prabhu. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his lotus feet. Although I'm unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful toward me by granting me shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. So Prabhupada actually many times he says, there's one, I think, class or conversation where he says that he refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu as sir. You see here also, I nevertheless request you, sir, please be merciful toward me. He says we should go to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and say, sir, I am very fallen. Please be merciful to me. Please save me from this fallen condition. Oops. So thus appealed by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the king of heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful toward him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this verse, Nityananda Prabhu gives him the benediction that you will attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is Lord Nityananda's benediction that very soon he attains it. And now how is Lord Nityananda giving the benediction? He doesn't give him directly again. He doesn't say, oh Raghunath Das Goswami, you will attain Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. He says, oh devotees here, you give him the benediction. You all give him the benediction that he will attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So by asking the other devotees to give their benedictions to Raghunath Das Goswami, he is giving his benediction. Because if the spiritual master, if Lord Nityananda Prabhu, if he asks the Lord or the devotees for something for the devotee, then the Lord has to fulfill it. So the fact that Nityananda Prabhu is asking the other devotees is him foretelling that now I'm giving you my mercy and you will attain Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. And another key point that this shows is that we need the mercy of all the devotees. We must aspire for the mercy of all the devotees. He asks each and every one of you, let every one of you be merciful toward him. So we should also not think that I just need the mercy of my spiritual master. That it is my spiritual master who is the gateway to Krishna, and I am attached to my spiritual master. We need the mercy of all the spiritual masters, bona fide spiritual masters. We need the mercy of the servants of the servants of the spiritual masters. We need the mercy of all the devotees. We should aspire for that mercy. One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not value even the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, and what to speak of heavenly happiness. So here Nityananda Prabhu is then putting things in perspective. He's saying that, well, one may think that, oh, how difficult or how great is it that Raghunath Das Goswami gave up his standard of happiness for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But he says, actually, this is not something amazing, because even if one has the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, one gives that up in a moment if he even gets the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And this is a fact where Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that if we even get one drop of the ecstasy of love of God, of Krishna's pastimes. He particularly is talking about Krishna's pastimes there. He says, even if you get one drop of this ocean, of this bottomless ocean of Krishna's pastimes, we will not be able to, that one drop will give us so much ecstasy, we will not be able to even experience that ecstasy. It will overflood us so much. That's how much bliss, that's how much ananda there is in Krishna's service and Krishna's love and Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's name. And this is why the great souls, we think, how could they be acting like this? Raghunath Das Goswami had everything. How could he be leaving everything for the service of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda? He could do so because of having tasted that one drop. And our problem is that we haven't tasted that one drop. That's why we don't get that intensity, that desire to achieve the Lord is not as intense. So we just need to experience that one drop. If we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we can experience that one drop. My dear Raghunath Das, Nityananda Prabhu said, since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. Very key verse. He says, because you arranged that feast, Lord Chaitanya came here and he showed you the mercy. When we do a service, when we serve the spiritual master, then the mercy of Krishna immediately comes. Even Raghunath Das Goswami, being an eternal associate of the Lord, he had to do some service. He had to feed all the devotees, and then he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, we should be so eager to give our time, our energy, our effort in serving Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Every householder, every person, every devotee, should be very eager to serve the devotees of the Lord, more eager than serving the Lord himself. Every devotee should sponsor a Sunday feast, should clean the temple, should help in propagating Lord Chaitanya's mercy, should do some service, because it is through that service that we get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaura Hari, came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. So, not as though if it was not clear until now, Lord Nityananda says, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here to deliver you. Rest assured, all the impediments in your path of bhakti are gone. So this is, again, a very deep verse. It's every verse, like, you know, it's a verse, but we have to understand how, we have to try to understand how deep the import of that verse is. That in our path of devotion, when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, we get many impediments on that path. Right now, let's say we had the association of Srila Prabhupada or a pure devotee of the Lord or some great, great devotees, we would get love for Krishna, right? But there's impediments put by Maya in our path of getting that association. There's impediments in our path to pure devotion. So the devotee of the Lord prays to Krishna to remove all the impediments on his path of devotion. And that should be our prayer. We know this is the right path. We know the goal. But there's obstacles on this path of devotion. There's obstacles that are stopping us. These obstacles may be our bodily necessities or problems, problems of our mind. They may be attachments. They may be offenses or bad thoughts that we have. But praying to Lord Nityananda, all of those impediments can be removed. And this is what Lord Nityananda does. He clears the path. He clears the path in our progress towards Krishna. And the devotee, there's actually many prayers where the devotee is praying that please remove these impediments. And this is shows us the power of blessings, how we should not take blessings cheaply. We need the blessings to make any advancement. We need the blessings of the devotees. Being assured of all this, return to your own home very soon without impediments. You will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda had Raghunath Das blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. So then each and every devotee blessed Raghunath Das Goswami, following Lord Nityananda's instructions, and Raghunath Das Goswami offered obeisances to each and every devotee. This is something that Raghunath Das Goswami continues to do throughout the rest of his life. With the instruction, with this, you know, inspiration, and seeing the example of Nityananda Prabhu, he would offer 2,000 obeisances every single day to 2,000 devotees of the Lord, or to different devotees of the Lord. He was famous for this, Raghunath Das Goswami. He would offer 1,000 obeisances to the Lord and 2,000 obeisances to the devotees of the Lord each day. This is how much he valued the blessings of the devotees. We tend to get very offended very quickly when any devotee does anything to us. Raghunath Das Goswami thought himself to be the servant, the dust of the feet of the devotees. And every single day he offered 2,000 obeisances to their lotus feet. And Lord Nityananda, he shows the whole world. He gives us the example of this, of how important the blessings of the devotees are, by telling someone, by telling the devotees to bless someone who is already a liberated soul. Right? So the example is actually, the instruction is actually given by Lord Nityananda. The example is set by Lord Nityananda. So very soon then, Raghunath Das Goswami attains Lord Chaitanya's service, abode. He meets Lord Chaitanya. He attains his lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya then says this very famous verse. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore, the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool." So he says, you are stuck in this place where no one can get out of. Materialistic life is so strong, and Prabhupada actually writes in this purport, he says, it is such a deep well, this well of materialistic life, that no one can get out of it. The only way we can get out of it is by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So I'll stop at this point. I've spoken a lot. I think we have about 5 minutes left. I also have to leave after 5 to 10 minutes. So we can have some questions, comments, corrections. Thank you. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class and focusing on the pastime of Raghunath Das Goswami, how, you know, being so wealthy, how he had that intense desire and transformed himself and attained the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya through the mercy of Lord Nityananda and the devotees. And thank you very much, Prabhu, for quoting from Antya Leela and reciting those verses. It was very melodious to hear, you know, your recitations. Prabhuji, one question I have, this one. So when Nityananda Prabhu gave his blessings, right, why, like, what was the significance of asking the blessings of other devotees also, right? So if Lord himself is blessing, right? So I think you explained, but I didn't really catch the significance of it.
Yes, Prabhu, it's a very nice question, and thank you for highlighting that point by asking this question. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was showing that it is the blessing of Lord Nityananda that we get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. But he's showing, how does that blessing come to us? How does Lord Nityananda's blessing come to us? It comes to us through his servants, the servants of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda's mercy is coming to all of us. But how is that mercy coming to us? It's coming to us through Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is blessing us, so we're getting that mercy. Well, most of us on this call never met Srila Prabhupada, or we may not have a deep relationship with Srila Prabhupada, so much so that we are feeling his presence. Many devotees do. Prabhupada is still here, but we may not immediately have that realization. So how is Prabhupada's blessings coming to us? It is coming through his servants, his disciples, many of whom are our spiritual masters. So they are giving their blessings to us. And most of us are not even qualified to serve our spiritual master directly, or we don't meet him directly. So how is their blessing coming to us? Their blessing is coming to us through their servants. That is our God brothers or God sisters or the other devotees. Their blessing is coming through us. So Gaur Govinda Maharaj, actually in one class, he says this. I remember this point. It's very relevant to this point, that we should not even think that we are aspiring to be the servant of the Lord or the servant of the spiritual master. That we generally think, okay, Krishna's there, Guru's there, and I'm right below them. You know, Guru, and just after that is me. No, we should think 1,000 times removed. That, you know, I'm not even there. I'm 1,000 times removed, meaning I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant 1,000 times. That's where I am. So Lord Nityananda is showing that his mercy is coming through the devotees. It is only his mercy, but it's coming through the others.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Dandavat pranam, Prabhu. So Prabhu, you said you have another 10 minutes, right, Prabhu?
Just 5 minutes, if possible. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. If anybody has any questions or comments, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam. Thank you so much for such an instructive class on Nityananda Trayodashi. You have helped us set the mood for the day. Thank you so much for the wonderful class and the wonderful bhajan too. Hare Krishna, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dhanat Pranam. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. And no question, Prabhu, but wow, such a beautiful class. You just immersed us in Nityananda's, Prabhu's glories. It was so beautiful. Thank you for Nitai Pad Kamala. And you sang it really well, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. And I honestly want to glorify your mother, because I think without her, we won't have you. So thanks to her too for giving us you. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
And without the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees, none of us would be here. So I'd like to thank all of you for your mercy.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, goes to Srila Prabhupada. Wonderful class, Prabhuji, wonderful. Very nice bhajan and very beautiful presentation, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your association and time. You have set up the mood for Nityananda Trayodashi. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
All the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Very nice class. I love the sound, this song, Nitai Pada Kamala. Koti Chandra Sushita. It's very nice. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice class. Wow, I was a nectar instead of class. It's better. Thank you, Prabhu. At least come more often and give us more nectar. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Prabhuji, such a beautiful class. I've heard your many more lectures in our temple. So always, they're always really, really great. So thank you so much for coming here and blessing us with your association. Please do come more often. It was such a beautiful class. And as every devotee has said, you've set the mood for, Nityananda Trayodashi today. So thank you so much you said all these things that we need to serve devotees to get mercy of Lord Nityananda and everything. And I know you and Mataji are like the best examples, live examples that I see that, you know, you give so much services. You know, you're saying this, but you're also, you know, it's like realized, you know, both devotees. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, and Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.
Thank you for your encouraging words. You're encouraging us. So hopefully we can do more. Hopefully we can do something.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Let me just clarify one thing. Would you say that to serve any devotees is the same as serving any spiritual master?
Ah, that's a nice point, because we mentioned all the devotees, we should give blessings. The most important thing is that we have to please the spiritual master. And we have to, you know, serve the instruction of the spiritual master. And in doing so, we may not please all the devotees. And we find this in the life of even contemporary devotees who Prabhupada gave them an instruction. In order to fulfill it, they had to perform certain activities, and not everyone was happy with it, or like that. In other words, we cannot please everyone, but the reality is that as devotees, we are aspiring, right? We are aspiring, we making the effort of trying to serve all the devotees, right? This is the desire. Just like Raghunath Das Goswami, he is offering 2,000 obeisances every day. So, you know, we come in a situation where one devotee may be saying one thing and another devotee saying another thing. So we are, you know, pulled in different directions. In that situation, we have to understand through our intelligence, through the guidance of other devotees, you know, which devotee is more advanced or which instruction is more important. It may not even be an issue of advancement. It's just we have to see which instruction is more important and fulfill that instruction. And in doing so, maybe everyone is not happy. But still, the devotee will go and beg for the blessings of all the devotees. Still, the devotee is very meek and humble towards all devotees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was a lot for me to chew on. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's no, you're right. I mean, it's a big, big question, a big topic. So this is a very short answer. Prabhupada does make, well, in our scriptures, we do find that point at different times that that we that, you know, we are the life and soul of a devotee is the instruction of a spiritual master, like what Srila Prabhupada did. But then in the process, you know, some devotees were not happy with him, right? When he came to the Western world and he fulfilled the instruction of a spiritual master, mm-hmm. Some devotees did not support him, even criticized him. But his mood was one of service, right? His mood was, I want to serve my spiritual master. I want to serve the devotees. And whenever they were willing to accept him, Prabhupada embraced them. He embraced them and invited him in his movement. Mm-hmm. But he had to fulfill the instruction of a spiritual master. So so that is kind of on the head. Because Lord Nityananda, he's the original spiritual master. And he is the one who inspires all the devotees to bless Raghunath Das Goswami. So it does kind of, it connects, everything connects with Lord Nityananda. Everything has to, the thing that brings all the devotees together is, or should bring all of us together, is the instruction of the spiritual master. For all of us in ISKCON, that being Srila Prabhupada, and then our individual spiritual masters as well.
Okay, and when Raghunath Das Goswami was paying those 2,000 obeisances to the devotees, what was his mood? What was he thinking, paying so many obeisances? What was his mood in doing so? What was that an expression of? His, was it his way of telling each and every devotee, I wish I could serve you in some way. Is that the idea?
I was thinking in relation to this story that this was kind of, you know, whatever the spiritual master says is very significant in the life of a devotee. Even if they say something while yawning or something in joke, a devotee takes it very deeply because it's Krishna speaking through the spiritual master. So Lord Nityananda had given the instruction to the devotees that you bless Raghunath Das Goswami. And in some ways, Raghunath Das Goswami was fulfilling that instruction throughout his life by requesting their blessings. So I among the many reasons why he could be doing that, I think it was to solicit, to beg for the blessings of the devotee. It was, you know, a way when you offer obeisances to someone, that person naturally feels, you know, affection towards you. So it was to solicit their good wishes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, Prabhu. Very enlightening class. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dhanavad Pranam.
Dhanavad Pranam. I should go now. I actually have a class to teach at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
I apologize. I really want to stay more because this is actually the nectar hearing from all of you. So, yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Vancha kalpataru besa kripa sindhu deva cha padita nam bhavane vaishnava
namo namaha
Hare
bol. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the class.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Krishna,
Krishna, Radhe Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, Radhe.
Happy Nityananda Trayodashi, dear devotees.
Jai.
Everyone.